This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Part of the debate that's being had now in Washington about what government ought to be doing in this economy runs straight downhill to people's quality of life and their bank accounts, specifically government help in a pandemic and not in a pandemic. More than 24 Republican governors have pulled their states out of pandemic-related federal unemployment programs, saying, among other things, that those benefits are keeping people from going back to work. Arguments like that have been made against other social programs as well, mostly in the before times. They are why, those arguments are, they're why able-bodied adults without dependents are required to work before they can get food benefits. SNAP is what those benefits are called. But a study out of the National Bureau of Economic Research shows that those work requirements for nutrition assistance don't actually lead to more people working. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
That finding is something Adam Morgan at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank says he sees all the time. Work requirements can do the opposite of getting more people to work.
Reducing access to nutritious food does nothing to help a person find adequate employment. Removing their source of nutritious food only makes it harder for people to find consistent, stable employment.
The researchers found no evidence that people are any more likely to start working when they lose SNAP benefits. Adam Levy worked on the study. He's also a professor at the University of Virginia.
If the goal is to encourage people to work, then this is not a policy that is working as intended.
And on top of that, work requirements
are indeed a direct cause of many people leaving SNAP.
Elena Prager is a professor at Northwestern and another of the researchers.
Almost a quarter of people who are on SNAP end up losing their SNAP benefits as a direct result of work requirement implementation.
And adults who are homeless are the most likely to lose their food assistance, says Mary Zaki at the University of Maryland, who also worked on the study.
This is a population that obviously has their own barriers to obtaining housing. So some of those barriers may also prevent them from joining the workforce.
Given that, Zaki says taking food assistance away from people who aren't working just leads to greater food insecurity. Congress temporarily suspended work requirements for SNAP last March. They're set to kick back in a month after the government decides the pandemic is over. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.